broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. A heads up for drivers this morning, Cranbrook Street is closed to through traffic on weekdays until June 26th between 8:40 and 9:20 a.m. and again between 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue for school pickup. Market Street remains closed until March 6th between King Street East and Ontario Street for the Spirit of Winter event. On King Street West, expect delays until further notice between Country Club Drive and Front Road. Crews with Utilities Kingston are installing new sanitary and water mains, with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts and reduced speeds. Aberdeen Street is closed long-term until further notice between Johnson Street and William Street. Barry Street is also closed long-term until further notice for construction at 283 Queen. For your weather report this morning, it's a cloudy start to the day with a 40% chance of drizzle early this morning and a risk of freezing drizzle. Sidewalks and roads could be slick. Any fog patches should clear as the morning goes on. Today's high reaches +2 with a UV index at 1. Tonight, skies turn partly cloudy, becoming overcast after midnight. Snow moves in before morning with a risk of freezing rain. Winds pick up from the northeast at 30 kilometers per hour with an overnight low of -4 and a wind chill near -12. This has been your daily morning news brief. I'm Christina Laurie on CFRC 101.9 FM broadcasting from Kingston. Be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, The Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
struggles.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm Megan.
I'm Dean.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. I hope you had a good family day. I hope you enjoyed your family.
Yeah. I hope you didn't have to work. Sorry if you're a nurse or something.
Yeah.
You know? The rest of you, I hope you chilled.
I am sorry if you're a nurse. We've been watching The Pit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You people should be paid more than the president.
Yeah. You should.
And also, Princess should be... There's a lady on the pit, sorry, little pit talk, who can speak... She's just like a nurse in the emergency ward, and she can speak six languages.
Because she's a queen.
She should be a world leader.
Yeah.
And her name is Princess.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, I digress. It's your Indie Wake Up. We've got tons and tons and tons of great new songs that came out this week.
Yeah, thanks, Dean, for finding all of them.
Oh, that's my job. That's my job. We just heard Stereolab with their new track, Cloudland. We also watched a ton of movies, so you're going to get a ton of movie talk.
Movie corner, get ready.
But first, we do have some sad news here. We lost Shane McGowan last year. 2 years ago, and now we have lost Andrew Rankin, the drummer of the Pogues.
Alas.
You know, classic drummer, great guy. His bandmates called him the Clobberer, which is very funny. He's, you know, been clobbering away for years and years and years. Besides just being, as they describe him, the heartbeat of the band, he also provided the title for one of the greatest titled albums of all time, their second record, Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty good stuff.
So he's a cool guy.
He's very cool. We miss him desperately. He was 72.
Mm.
Andrew Rankin, thank you so much. And thank you for playing drums on this great track we're going to play, Irish Rover, The Pogues. Here we go.
Thank you.
6, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the nap. And oh, how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best loyal rights. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million piles of old Nanny Ghost tiles and a whole of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were flutered and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance that he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Of the Lee, there was Hogan from Kelsey to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scarce of a work, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bann, was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day that he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling, pudgeon and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but I was sold from the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it was turned right over. Turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.
a man's world, and you know I do my best. I can't express my woman self without a shield across my chest. Some women make it look so easy, they do it all alone. Well, I envy those women, 'cause I love to be alone. But it's a man's world, and you know I do my best. I can't express my woman self without a shield across my chest. I give myself away, it's a man's world, and you know I do my best. I can't express my woman self without a shield across my chest. Oh, I can't express my woman self without a shield across my chest.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Cat Clyde with Man's World. Before that, we heard Goodwill Suck Machine with Rip Off. And right at the top, we heard The Pogues with Irish Rover.
Yes. R.I.P. Okay. Olympics recap.
Yes, we're doing super hot. What are we in, 15th?
We were in 15th as of Sunday. Now we're recording this on Monday, but listening on
Tuesday. We just
Tuesday.
Got a silver medal in skating.
So let me just check up quickly, but overall Norway is kicking everyone's butt. I read this series of tweets that was like, oh, Norway does so well because they do lots of participation trophies and no one even picks their sport till they're 20 years old or whatever. So I guess we got to do that.
It is pretty crazy, like the population of Norway is less than the population of the GTA.
Okay, as of Monday we're in 15th. This could change, because I feel like a lot of medals are starting to come out. So maybe by the time
the hockey stuff is going to come to fruition soon.
Yeah, we have 40 gold medals. Who knows? But that's not good. We should be in first. Like, what are we doing?
I agree. I completely agree. At least we should not be losing to Italians.
Well, we're losing everybody. Literally everyone in the whole world is beating us, except all the other countries. But anyway, mostly the drama from this weekend started on Friday.
All of our good-natured politeness is the mask is slipping.
Like, we're getting in trouble, man. We're being not very nice. Our curlers are getting in trouble for being rude and unsportsmanlike.
Yes, uncouth even.
They had to get a talking to about swearing, because on Friday they were playing the Swedish team. There's Sweden and Switzerland are all mad at us. Anyway, I'm like, oh, am I?
I know for sure. Yeah, we were yelling at the Swiss to shut the F up.
That was the Swedes. Yeah. Okay. So basically, the Swedish team, one of the guys on the Swedish team is like the world's best curler and has like 4 gold medals or something. And he was like, "You guys are cheating." And then the guy was like, "What the F?" And like went off and was like, "Don't chirp. I've never done that in my life. Like, get the F out of here." All
That's
this
awesome.
Stuff. And then
using chirp and it's particular is so funny.
Yeah,
it's like
Canadian.
A 15-year-old playing horse in the backyard.
And then the Swedish guy was like, I'm just telling it how I sees it. And then, so I don't know if it's like the curling thing or the Olympic thing. Someone had to be like, stop swearing, no yelling.
In fairness, if like someone in a like Swedish accent told me that I was cheating, I would probably lose it too.
But then the Olympics was like, okay, we need more umpires like watching the stone throws, but they were like, we can't watch every single throw, like we don't have enough manpower for that. So now they're putting on more like people to watch to make sure no one's cheating. But the guy who was swearing, his last name's Kennedy, the Canadian, he was doing these interviews and he's like, I should have handled myself better, like I don't like being called a cheater.
I
apologize for my behavior or whatever. And
don't
then now but now people are bringing up on his wife's social media and being like, oh, your husband's a cheater or something like that. I don't know, people are making mean comments towards her.
How dare
they? Now the curling thing has had to be like, stop cyberbullying people's family members,
stop emailing my wife.
And now Switzerland is also complaining about it, saying like, no, I'm definitely seeing double touching, like they're touching the stone. So I'm just gonna like try and briefly recap what this cheating scandal is. So you know when they throw the rock,
yeah,
the thing?
Yeah.
They have to like let go of it before it passes a line.
So true.
But Canada's getting in trouble because people keep thinking that they are letting go of the handle but then touching the stone part, like with their finger, to like
just giving
push
her
it.
A little poke.
Yeah, which like I don't understand even like cheating that way, because like you could just throw it harder if you wanted it to go farther. Like it
I guess
make
it's
any sense,
like just to like change the angle a little bit. If you.
So anyway, you're not allowed to touch the rock part. And
for me, that's ingenuity.
There is a video and like. Loki, the guy's definitely doing it, but I don't know. So then the like curling organization had to be like, you can't touch the stone part, like everyone knows this. So anyway, unclear if we're actually cheating or if we're not cheating. All these other countries think we're cheating now, and we're mean. So this is just not looking good for our curling team. And that's why I guess everyone's wife is being cyberbullied.
I didn't care about curling at all until I learned that we have vulgar cheaters. And now I'm on their team.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Okay.
I support that immensely. Yeah. If you're not cheating, you don't want to win. That's it. That's the name of the game.
No, that's the ski jumpers. So there you go. Anyway,
folks, we've got some Mac DeMarco. He did this interview with NME talking about Cameron Winter. And he says, it's cool to see someone like that. And he says, I was there once. The hype was coming for me. Have fun. But it gets wilder.
Weirder.
Well, weirder, wilder, what have you. And, like, he says that, the band is just so hyped that he can't, like, fully enjoy or understand the music. Like, he has to let it settle before he can make an opinion about Geese. Which is, like, fair, but also, come on, man, they're real good.
But this article's also hyping up an MKG.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of him.
We've played a couple of their tracks.
Okay, my head's under a rock.
Yeah, they're pretty good. But, yeah, folks, let's play some Mac DeMarco to celebrate. This is Chamber of Reflection.
Alone again. Walkman started.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard 1,000 Ways by Chet Faker. Before that, we heard The Smiths' Big Mouth Strikes Again, Me When I Hit My Novelty Bass. And at the top, we heard Mac DeMarco, Chamber of Reflection.
Yeah. I like the version of the Big Mouth Strikes Again Dean pulled is from an album called Vintage Indie Hits.
That's right.
Is anyone feeling old? Yeah. Okay, we saw Wuthering Heights.
Yes.
I don't know.
The new Emerald Fennell movie. It moved me to tears of frustration.
Yeah, it was okay. It was better than Saltburn, for sure.
Low bar.
And Promising Young Woman.
Lower bar.
Because Emerald Fennell cannot write, you know, Love You Queen, you should be an art director, you're mm-hmm. a talented lady in some respects.
Yeah.
But she can't write.
Stick to your Pinterest board, sweetheart.
Yeah. No, Sorry. She can bring a Pinterest board to life. Okay. You know, like, it's a skill.
I take that back.
But, you know, so at least there's some source material here. So the writing, like, cannot possibly be as bad as something that she, like, came up with herself.
That's
so,
true.
Like, you know, that's the standard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, kind of a worse version of Wuthering Heights in that it's, like, less, like, thematically interesting and, like, less, like...
Yeah, it's, like, the most shallow, like, 50 Shades of Grey take on one of the most twisted and mean books ever written.
Yeah.
As far as it's been explained to me. I've yet to read it.
Yeah. I get where she's coming from. She's like, what if Wuthering Heights was, like, you know, hotter, spicier, Heathcliff was a good guy, like, all this stuff. Like, Catherine was my, like, self-insert. Like,
yeah.
You know, we love fanfic.
What if Lolita was a college meet cute?
Yeah. I understand the impulse to make this movie and tell this story. But it just, you know, fanfic is generally, you know, there's some good fanfics out there. But it's, like, generally not as interesting, or it doesn't, like, leave you ruminating, or it doesn't stay with you in the same way that, like, a really good novel does, obviously. But the costuming was very fun, like, the whole really not period-accurate stuff. Like, I don't know, everyone looked beautiful.
Jacob Elordi, I was impressed by. He's a big guy. He's a big, tall guy. I like his screen presence because he's such a big guy.
You are in love with him, like, for real, for real.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you love Jacob Elordi. You're always fan casting him and stuff.
Yeah, because he's, like, he's the guy that's around now, man.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, he did a great job. I thought Margot Robbie did a great-ish job. Like, I don't know. I think she did well. Like, she definitely pulled off, like, doing Catherine's, like, whiny 15-year-old thing. Like, she acted it well. The problem is she just, like, I don't even think Margot Robbie looked 15 when she was 15. She's always looked like the most beautiful 30-year-old woman you've ever seen in your life. So, like, there's a lot of parts where they're supposed to be, like, scandalized by, like, you know, intimate things that they're witnessing. And you're like, why are you, as a 35-year-old woman, like,
learning about the birds and the bees?
Like, it just doesn't work. Like, if they're not a teenager. But I do think that, like, she acted the part of a teenager well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I
liked the Charlie XCX music.
Yeah, the soundtrack was all right. Jacob Elordi sounds exactly like Christian Bale. It's, like, kind of off-putting. His British accent sounds exactly like Christian Bale's British accent. It was weird.
Okay. I didn't pick up on that, but I believe you.
There's flesh-colored walls. That was interesting.
That was weird, yeah.
That was very strange. Here's my hot take.
Yeah.
Is Emerald Fennell the...
Also, when is it fennel? I thought it was fennel this whole time, like the vegetable.
I heard it on the radio that it was fennel, and now I'm calling her fennel because I think it's funnier.
Okay.
It's like Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
But is fennel the Zack Snyder for women?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a rock solid take.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can take that
to
the bank.
Is Zack Snyder supposed to be a good writer or no?
No.
Oh.
But he makes, like, images. He makes really compelling images.
Yeah, no, that's exactly.
Like,
that's
300.
What I said after Saltburn. That's literally what I said about that movie.
And The Watchmen, like these movies.
Yeah. Yeah, then definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, this is why, like, let's not all be auteurs here. Like, let's combine our talents with good writers, and you can do the directing, and you're a good director. Like, why do you have to write the screenplay? You know, like, just...
Completely agree.
We could live in the Simpsons everyone holding hands world,
we
you know?
Could.
Like, come on. Emerald.
Yeah.
And also just, like, the way she writes about, like, class is so...
She hates
so
the help so much. It's crazy.
She, like, makes... So the narrator of Wuthering Heights is, like, Nellie, which is, like, a maid. And she keeps the character of Nellie, but, like, makes her,
like this Machiavellian... Yeah.
Like, lord's daughter that is, like, a ward of Catherine's family. Which,
she's, like a striving middle class.
Yeah, but she's still a maid. So it kind of doesn't make any sense. She's, like, if Theon had to, like, clean up after the rest of the Starks, like, which I don't recall him doing. But anyway... And then she's, like, villain mode for some reason. Like, she's, like, actively spiting. Like, Nellie in the book is a maid who's, like, Catherine is being dumb and annoying, and I'm going to yell at her all the time. But, like, she can't, like, tell Catherine really, like, what to do. And she doesn't, like, actively intervene negatively in Catherine's life. She just is like, you're being silly because you're 14 and, like, I'm 25, and so I'm going to, like, try and steer you in the right direction. But anyway, so in this one, Nellie's like, hey, I hate this lady. Like, anyway. Yeah.
And, like, I didn't hate that, because, like, I honestly, like, empathize with Nellie a lot up until the end where, like, they make her, like, insanely evil for no reason.
Yeah.
But, like, when she's like, yeah, I want to make you suffer because, like, you just said a really horrible thing to me. Mm. Like, I understand that.
Yeah.
But anyway, if there's one major unforced error in this film, it's that they did not play the following track. Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights.
You have said on this show that you hoped that they wouldn't. And now that you didn't get it, you're like, oh.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called being fickle. Yeah. And hating something no matter what.
Just like Catherine. There you go.
Exactly. I'm just a born and bred hater.
Yeah.
I will hate you for things that you do, things that you don't do, and then I'll change my mind if you start doing them. Here's Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights.
Thank you.
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard New Winter Sleep. That's You and I. Before
Oh my god, like the Lady Gaga song.
That's so true. It is like the Lady Gaga song.
The greatest song ever written. That's not a joke. I think that that song is like top five songs ever for me.
Nebraska, oh, I love you.
Stop. We have to play it. Like, honestly, next week. Lady Gaga.
All right. Before that, we heard Like Lee with
Lucky Lee. Oh my God. Are you uncultured?
Okay. Yes, I am. Lucky again. Pardon me.
Like Lee.
That is how it is spelled. And at the top, we heard Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights. Give me a Heathcliff in a Kate Bush voice, please. You just embarrassed me in front of everyone. It's not funny. It's beautiful.
No, why don't you do
Heathcliff?
Good job.
Like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, we've got another film to talk about. One that sort of flew under the radar and I think is a huge condemnation of Hollywood writ large, Roof Man.
Yeah.
This is like the sort of movie that people would see and be like, oh, that was a good movie. And no one saw this at all.
Yeah, it was marketed stupidly, in my humble opinion. So this is apparently The Place Beyond the Pines guy.
Movie. Yes, and Blue Valentine.
Yeah.
So, like, that director, whose name escapes me, directs Channing Tatum.
Is his name James?
And Kristen Dunst. Channing Tatum is the roof man. He's this guy who gets out of prison, escapes prison after doing a series of robberies where he broke in through the roof.
His name is Derek Cian France.
Yeah, this is why I could not remember that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Channing Tatum holes up in a Toys R Us where Kristen Dunst works. And he joins the community and like has to battle between, does he want to escape the country and be free, or does he want to try to have a normal life with Kristen Dunst? And it's really good. Like the marketing made it seem like it was just like a goofy, stupid action comedy.
Yeah, this is why I didn't want to watch it, because they pulled that image of Channing Tatum wearing like a teddy bear on his head and like a floaty around his waist. And was like, oh my god, I thought it was going to be like a shootout movie that was like Toys R Us themed.
I did
and I
too.
Was like, that's going to suck. Like, I don't want to watch that at all. But no, it's like Place Beyond the Pines. It's so good.
Like, yeah, it's like a family crime drama.
Yeah. Like, based on a true story. It was honestly really interesting and well done.
And, like, I feared, like, a lot of the, like, obviously they're embellishing things and, like, moving things around. But, like, I figured there were whole, like, subplots that they were just, like, adding to make it more interesting.
Yeah.
But no, all that stuff happened.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, spoil it too much. I've already sort of given you the, like, sketch of it. But, like, it's a good movie. Yeah. Channing Tatum's really good. Kristen Dunst is, of course, great.
Peter Dinklage
is in it.
No, he's good.
He's fine.
I thought it was good. Anyway, everyone was good. And it wasn't even a comedy. Like, it was just...
There's some funny parts, but it's not a comedy.
I would say mostly Peter Dinklage is there for, like, comedy, but it's not, like, overly slapstick or anything.
Yeah.
Like, he's just kind of a mean guy.
Yeah, well, like, the one reveal with Dinklage and Tatum is hilarious.
Yeah, that's true.
But, it's good. It's on streaming. I think it's on Prime.
Channing Tatum is a really good actor.
He's good, man. Yeah. I don't know what he just went on he must have, like, had a kid and, like, stopped being in movies or something for a while.
I don't think he ever stopped.
Because, like, he was, movies. like, he,